I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 9th. There were 5 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 60. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. The remainder of Quincy Public School students can return to the classroom on a part-time basis beginning next Thursday, October 15th. The school committee had first said that next Tuesday would be the return to classes for 4th through 12th graders, but pushed that ahead 2 days to the 15th because Wednesdays are fully remote learning days for all students. It will cost Quincy $200,000 to waive the $2,000 liquor license renewal fees for Quincy restaurants next year. The Board of License Commissioners unanimously approved of Mayor Thomas Koch's request to waive the fees in an effort to provide some financial relief to restaurants that are struggling during the pandemic. A Quincy pit bull's life has been spared after it bit a woman on a Washington Street sidewalk in June. Quincy police have decided not to euthanize the 5-year-old dog named Carbon after its owner, Christine Huang, hired an attorney to negotiate an agreement with the city. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV news updates for Friday, October 9th.